All right, let's get to Kid of the Week here, and let's talk to our Kid of the Week this week, and it is Grace Heary. Good morning to you, Grace.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being on. What crazy times we live in, Grace.
I know.
You're a senior at Nazareth Academy?
I am.
What do you plan on doing next fall?
So I'm not really sure where I'll end up, but I know I want to study neuroscience and psychology with the hopes of maybe becoming a concussion specialist.
Wow, good for you. What drew you to that?
So being a soccer player, I've had my fair share of injuries. And after suffering from my third concussion last year, I grew a real interest in maybe helping athletes one day who are going through the same issues that I had gone through.
Are you able to still play, or you had to step aside?
No, I'm back on the field now. Finished out my junior year fairly strong and excited for senior year.
Is there a point where they're going to tell you you can't play soccer anymore? It's too dangerous?
If I suffer one more concussion.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Is there a chance you could play soccer in college?
It's an option, but I'm not really sure how I feel about it yet.
Well, it's a great path that you're talking about getting on, and I have no doubt you'll be successful. Here's why you were chosen Kid of the Week. Grace organizes team activities off the field. She's always including all new members of programs that she's involved in, makes everyone feel welcome. She's finding ways to give back, coat drives, feed my starving children. You're involved with Field of Dreams Uganda. What is that?
So this is a program that my fellow captains and my coach, we talked about where we donated 50 shin guards to promote females playing soccer in Uganda.
Oh, cool.
It was just one of the activities that we came up with as a team. We also have participated in the PepsiCo toy drive, which happened my sophomore year, and so I kind of spearheaded that. And we just love as a team giving back. It's very rewarding because so many people help us during our season with whether it be like team dinners or you know anything like that. So we felt that it was only right to give back.
Well, it's a great, great take on it. And that's one of the great things about sports in school. Not only do you make friends for life and memories for life, you also have an opportunity to do these sort of team things to help the community. So I'm impressed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome.
You have brothers and sisters?
I do. I have a younger sister, Emma.
How old's Emma?
She's in eighth grade.
Well, is she looking forward to you going to college, or is she going to be devastated?
I think it's a little bit of mixed emotions.
Does she get a room upgrade at the house?
She does.
Well, there you go. There you go. You know, yeah. When you come back the first time in your room is no longer your room, that's kind of a weird deal.
It might be, but I've already talked to my parents about it. Hopefully they don't change it up too much.
Have you thought about just putting police tape on the door, do not cross, something like that?
You know, I haven't, but I might consider that now.
I understand you're nuts for Dave Matthews, too.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I am Dave Matthews' number one fan.
So you and your dad go to all the concerts?
Yes. I've grown up listening to Dave Matthews for as long as I can remember. And it was kind of by chance that I went to my first concert in 2012. And every year they've toured since then, my dad and I have gone.
What a cool tradition.
We've done seven shows in one summer. And
wow.
Then last summer we did five shows together.
Good for you.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And I know you love your dad, but when you get off to college, you're going to be super busy. Now, here's the thing. And you may want to write this down.
Okay.
These traditions are so important. And just because you develop your own life doesn't mean they're not still important to you. But these are some of your dad's greatest memories. So even
yeah.
if you go away to college, you got to find time to come home for Dave Matthews.
I will. Don't worry.
I'm just telling you. When you get busy, this will not because it changes who you are as a person anyway. It's just life happens. So just make sure you make this a priority to have that kind of time with your dad. I know it matters to you, too, but just know that it really matters to him.
I will definitely keep that in mind.
Well, listen, I'm very impressed with you, Grace Heary.
Thank you.
And do you have a number one and two school?
I'm looking at TCU in Fort Worth and then Auburn.
Well, they're both the Flying Horned Frogs, Dave, as you know.
No, actually, TCU is.
Oh, yeah. Auburn's not. Well, you are going to change the world, and thank you for coming on. You're Kid of the Week. Hey, Super
thank
Joe
you.
Romano. What exactly does Grace get for being Kid of the Week outside of the great thrill of being able to tell people she's Kid of the Week?
Isn't that enough, though?
Nah, not really.
We have a Lou Malnati's gift card and an Apt gift card for Grace.
Yeah, just a little something to say thank you, Grace.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day. Thanks.
You too.